O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. We know the old saying, night is darkest before the dawn. It has been used as a way to comfort people for centuries, stating good things are coming and that though things look very bad, soon good will come. This has been used to great effect as themes in books, movies, games, and fictional media of all sorts. It has been used to inspire troops or calm anxious hearts. But what is it actually from? What is a dayspring? Well, a dayspring is not actually a collection of water or a season, but it's the place upon the horizon where the sun comes up in the morning. The light begins to shine there, slowly edging out the darkness of the night to the beautiful rise of the morning dawn. The prophet Isaiah speaks to this type of light. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to see your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The light that has come, and the Lord are one in the same. Where the Lord is, darkness cannot be, and flees from him. Now Emmanuel, God with us, is that same light. The light shined in the darkened world, and it led kings and nations, shepherds and humble folk alike, to a little manger bed, in a stable filled with animals, seated in a cave outside of a small town. Its light shone, and the darkness could not understand it. It tried to destroy that light by murdering it. But the light broke forth, bursting from a tomb cleft in a cave above Jerusalem, and the darkness could never subdue it. This is the dayspring that bursts away darkness and death. Rejoice, for Emmanuel, the dayspring, the light of the world, has come. Amen.